And now shifting our attention over to the Bridger Valley as we're catching up with head coach Jason Hansen of the Lyman Lady Eagles. Coach Hansen, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
One thing we got to start off talking about, Coach Hansen, is holy cow, off to a hot start in the Bridger Valley. Both your girls and the Mountain View girls is down the road combined for opening record of 16-0. You're both 8-0. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're both playing well, it looks like. So yeah, it's a tough thing to do, especially coming off of playing at the Flaming Gorge and so playing some bigger schools and getting through that gauntlet. And so yeah, it's pretty remarkable that both teams are 8-0 at this point.
Well, let's talk about your team, your girls. Kind of give us a rundown of who's doing the heavy lifting for you, who's doing the scoring, and who's leading the way for this Eagles team that seems like every year now has high aspirations in terms of heading to state and being out there competing for a title.
Yeah, I have the two Bradshaw twins, Caroline and Sage, and I think Sage is averaging around 13 a game, and Caroline's around 7, and then we have about 3 other girls getting about 7 per game. One is Haley Eldridge, and then we have Hallie Blumel, and then Ashton Wells is another girl that's been scoring well for us lately.
Let's talk about some of the games that you played to this point. As you mentioned, a couple of weekends of tournaments, and you talk about being tested by maybe some bigger schools. Kind of run down maybe some of the highlights to this point for your girls.
Yeah, we had the very first round of the Flaming Gorge Classic. We played Star Valley, and at that point we hadn't really met a team that athletic, and they gave us all kinds of trouble with just their size and length and speed, and it was a good test for us because we were down probably 3/4 of that game, and we were finally able to pull ahead, and we had some adversity. Sage Bradshaw, who I was talking about, is our leading scorer. She was kind of sick throughout the whole game and kind of going through some flu, and she was able to kind of battle through that, and we were able to kind of weather the storm and pull out a nice, come from behind win there. And then, the rest of our games, I kind of felt like we just kind of took control, like Green River, Riverton. We were able to kind of, jump out on them and, take a 10, 15 point lead. And then we were able to push it up to 20. I think they cut it to 10 or 15 by the end of the game, but we were able to get a lot of girls some good playing time and kind of get us ready for some tougher games down the road.
Let's talk about the mentality of Lyman Eagles basketball. What are some of the things that kind of are your hallmarks that you try and instill in your team and in your program as you develop a team and a program over the course of not just one season, but maybe over several?
Yeah, probably the first trademark we have two pretty big ones in our program. First one is our girls have to have fun. We try to make it as fun as possible. We try to, try not to put as much pressure on them because I know down the road they'll put some pressure on themselves. And then the other one is, for some reason, our girls, I don't know if it's just the area we live at, but they just work extremely hard when it comes to stepping on the court. They practice really hard. And when they get in the games, they're, diving on the floor. They just kind of have that mentality of no one's going to outwork us. And so that makes it easy to coach and kind of easy to be successful. So we're, those are kind of the two trademarks of our team. And, doesn't matter how big we are or how slow we are or anything. They work extremely hard and it gives us a chance to win every game. So
let's talk about kind of keeping your team together over the where we are right now in terms of the holidays. You got Christmas coming up, obviously, this weekend, New Year's the next week. Kids are out of school for several days. Some teams have games, some teams don't. How do you kind of keep things I guess, in line and still focused somewhat during the holiday break when you've had such a good start?
Yeah, you know, that's always the hard part is that Christmas break. You know, you have it right in the middle of your season. And so what I've done the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, I used to be that coach that, hey, we're going to practice, but I give them a week off and tell them to get rejuvenated. I mean, a lot of those girls, most of them played all the way through state volleyball and had a long season there. And then we jumped right into basketball. And so, I think those kids need a break. They need to heal their bodies. And so we pretty much give it them time off. And, you know, that January 2nd, when we start again, we'll start trying to get back in shape and get ready for the first tournament we have, like is the January 6th date, I think. And go from there.
Now, is that the tournament in Pinedale?
Let's
talk about that tournament and maybe some of the teams that you're going to see there.
Yeah, the one game that we're kind of looking forward to in that tournament is Buffalo. We played them in the state semis, and they're off to a good start. I think they're 3-2 right now, but they played some big school over in South Dakota, and then they played another school. I think it was I think they played two big schools over in South Dakota, and so I think they probably would be undefeated if they stayed in Wyoming. But they're a good team, and so we're looking forward to playing them.
Looking at at conference, obviously we've already kind of touched on the rivalry and the great back and forth that you have in the Bridger Valley with Mountain View. Who are some other conference teams that you expect to be challenging you and the Lady Eagles in the 3A West in particular?
Yeah, it's crazy right now is us, Mountain View, and Pinedale, who are all in our same quadrant. They're all undefeated, and Pinedale probably has the most impressive wins. I know they went to a tournament very early in the middle of the state, and they beat some big schools there, and then they went also to the Flaming Gorge and went undefeated, and they're scoring 70 points a game, so that's going to be a real tough contest for us. And then Powell up north, I think they have a pretty strong team, and they're pretty young, and they're coming on, and so we look forward to having a matchup with them. And so there's three or four really, really good teams in our conference this year. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a, you know, tough thing to try to win regionals. And so, you know, we always look forward to that challenge. And there's a, you know, we've won it the last 2 years in a row. So we're trying to make it three. And so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. It sounds like regionals is going to be quite a battle. And I believe it takes place in Mountain View this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. That's a tough place to play, and
that's what I've always referred to it in my broadcast career is the sauna, especially when you have regionals there. It's kind of just elbow to nose in terms of getting in there. But yeah, boy, you've got some really good
teams. It's a great environment to play. You can't hear anything. It's hot, and it's a great atmosphere, but. We're looking forward to it, even though it's at our rival school. But it'll be a great tournament.
Definitely, kind of an old school feel to it. Not old physically, but like old school. The old, just no room to operate. Like you said, it's loud, it's hot.
Yep.
I like that kind of stuff. Well, Coach Jason Hansen with the Lyman Lady Eagles. Coach Hansen, anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
No, we're excited to be where we're at right now. And, we're hoping that, you know, we can stay injury free and, you know, have another chance at trying to make it to the state title game. And hopefully, you know, this year, you know, we've lost 3 in a row at the state title game. And so we're hoping to get over the hump this year. But, you know, you got to play a bunch of games in between that to even try to get there. So we're hoping that our experience and success kind of help us get to the same point we were last year.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time with us today and wish you and your girls the best of luck this season and into the postseason. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Head coach Jason Hansen of the Lyman Lady Eagles. We'll be back after this with Flaming Gorge dunk champion Taft McClure here on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.